Good afternoon. I'd like to call the Natural Resources Committee back to order. Could you do a brief roll call, please?
Congressman Big Horse?
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Present.
Congressman Potts? Congresswoman Rivard?
Here.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Chair Whitehorn?
Here. We have a quorum back from lunch. And we are going to continue on our agenda. That's the session agenda. Here we go. I believe we broke off. We are on section 24 of ONCA 2596. Congresswoman Rivard's the sponsor. The heading of that section is Environment and Natural Resources. Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, thank you. So we'll turn it over to Mr. Walker. Did you want to continue? Thank you, sir.
Yes, ma'am, will do.
Mr. Walker, can we verify our totals on this section, what you're going to be working off? We have $1,392,104. Is that what the budget you're working off of, sir?
Let me find that one and double check. Yes, that is the budget that I have on hand right here.
Okay, continue, please.
Okay, on this budget, this one incorporates all the services we've done historically in the past, as well as the expanded capacity of what I had mentioned earlier in the day with the protection specialist, basically a game warden. Excuse me. This budget also incorporates funding for positions and in anticipation of contracting a field operations of inspection of oil and gas activities.
I'd like to ask a question there. So I'm looking at an August 29th budget that's been sent down, and I'm looking at the full-time positions category A, and of those positions that are there, are any of those MIFA positions, are they solely dedicated to the MIFA functions, or is there some, I don't know how to ask that question the best way. I know that when we look at the MIFA bill, which is later on, that's just totally those positions. In this budget, those MIFA positions, are they just MIFA positions, or have you distributed those to other employees as well? Are they a part of any other salary? Does that make sense, what I'm asking? Are they exclusive to...
I think I understand what you're trying to ask.
Right.
So we have a number of positions that are new positions. Of those new positions, most of those are MIFA positions that are a wage split, so that they can work on the MIFA activities as well as activities of the nation. So they're not existing positions or anyone's salary that's going to be dedicated to that outside of that MIFA.
Yes. And I guess at some point we're going to need to have information that indicates exactly which ones those are.
Okay.
Or are they going to follow the same language as what we see in the MIFA bill? I guess that would be the question I want to ask. And you believe they do?
As far as I'm aware, I believe they do. I could read them off the budget if you'd like.
Okay.
As far as what I have on in our services budget for environmental and natural resources.
I would appreciate that, yes.
All right. Let's see. The environment, I'll just start from the top down and I'll tell you which ones are pre-existing.
Okay.
So pre-existing would be the environmental project specialist 2. That's line item 1.
Okay.
Line item 2, environmental director. That is myself. Those are pre-existing. The increase to a project specialist is a title change that happened due to a certification and dynamic. That's a pre-existing position. The environmental project specialist 2, pre-existing. Environmental project specialist 2, pre-existing. Field inspector, pre-existing. Field inspector, pre-existing. Environmental project specialist 2, pre-existing. Admin coordinator, pre-existing. Environmental compliance director is a new position that we created in anticipation of MIFA. The executive administrative assistant, I believe, is a MIFA. Permitting assistants, MIFA. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 field inspector positions right there are MIFA related. And the environmental protection specialist is a new position, but that is not MIFA. That is the game warden-esque position that we discussed earlier. And the title change, environmental compliance supervisor, is dedicated towards a pre-existing position.
Thank you. That helps us. I appreciate that. Okay, continue on.
Excuse me. If we go outside of expenses and salaries and we move on to BCDF, those are operational costs and expenditures for various subscriptions and dues that we need to operate. There's various software and programs that we are looking to help us with monitoring water, air, soil, and everything else as far as natural resources go.
Any questions about that? I have none. Please continue.
All righty. Outside of that, these funds are basically the dynamics of the pre-existing positions. Those are wage splits that are based with other federal funds. So those are not direct influences of their total salary, except for a couple of positions. Or no, sorry. All of those are wage split with an existing federal grant or program that we've applied for and been awarded.
Okay.
And then it's the same thing. There's basically dynamics of funding and utility costs for where we are in the capacity that we have for space cost, utilities, and then insurance. And I don't really see anything else. It's a pretty cut and dry budget. We've got enough in supplies to get us by and to keep our programs operating outside of the MIFA agreement stuff.
Okay. I see an increase in your space cost. Have you, I can't even talk. Was that an adjustment or did you guys occupy more space?
Both. It was an adjustment and we are occupying more space. We're currently located in office out there at Harvest Land with those guys. With the orphan well program and the increase of personnel and capacity there, we're outgrowing ourselves as far as the initial space relatively quickly. So we will be increasing the amount of space, office space and activities there. I think we're going to take on the trailer directly south, the mobile trailer that was in office there back when it was Bird Creek Farms.
Thank you. Congressman Bighorse.
Thank you, Madam Chair. and I'm not asking for a change. I just wanted to bring it to your attention that most game wardens, they fall underneath law enforcement. And to me, this should be underneath, I think, public safety or, but I understand what we're doing.
Thank you. Would you like a response from Secretary?
I would like to know why we're not coordinated with the police department.
Okay, thank you. Secretary Hayman.
Thank you for that question. That's an excellent question. We have been coordinating very closely with Secretary Williams and ONPD on this position. So, and of course, we don't have anybody in place yet, but the dialogue that we've had is that the person, I may not even be using the right lingo, but would be commissioned under Secretary Williams and ONPD, but assigned to us for the game warden duties. So it's very much in collaboration with ONPD and that collaboration continues.
Thank you very much.
Can I ask you one more question about that, Ms. Hayman? So I know that we have our code or regulation that regulates the wildlife features. I can't think of the name of the regulation. Is there any other, would this game warden have any other criminal code? Is there any criminal code that would be attached that he would also enforce, or just the regulatory rules and regulations?
I think, if I'm answering your question accurately, I think one of the good things about working with ONPD is that this person is also able to do anything the nation needs. So it's not completely just wildlife codes and regulations. This person, at least in my mind, would be able to do a lot of different things. So I think, you know, like during deer season, for example, that's going to be very heavy on a game warden's time. But in some of those seasons where it's not as active, like deer season, for example, that person could be doing other things, as needed with, Secretary Williams, or, you know, it, making sure that they're filling their duties with the nation where the nation needs it.
So he's actually a law officer.
Yes.
And a game warden. Okay.
Yes.
That answers my question.
Yeah. I could have said that.
Well, I was a crazy way to ask the question too. So thank you. Okay. Is there any more questions on this section? Okay. Let's let the record reflect that section 24 has been reviewed, and with a note that there will be some adjustments needed on MIFA positions. And I'm doing that without objection of the committee. Okay. So I didn't see any objection. Let's move on to section 25 in this same bill. It looks like Mr. Walker's going to tell us about this budget as well. It's called EPA 106. I believe this is a tribal portion of, I don't know if you call these grant dollars. What? How do you classify these dollars? But it's the tribal portion of it.
We basically classify them as non-federal funds, and we associate them with that federal program or grant.
Okay, thank you. Continue, please.
So the EPA 106 is a grant that we tend to get year in, year out. We've been awarded again this year for a 2-year stint, it doesn't cover, the grant itself doesn't cover all the things that we need it to cover. To adequately try and protect water from non-point source pollution. And that's where the 106 comes in. The 106 for us is non-point source pollution through the Clean Water Act.
Will you explain non-point?
Okay, yes.
Solution for us.
So non-point source pollution would be something along the lines of, you have your creeks and streams in your area, right? And say your neighbor up here sprays pesticide or something, and maybe it rains, and so it washes into the creek, and it's going to change the chemical dynamics of the creek. It's not a direct point of application directly to the creek like an oil spill or a saltwater spill.
Right.
That would be a non-point source criteria. And so we have various locations that are strategically planned out based off the watershed. And we go out and we sample those every month. And this grant helps us develop a baseline and a better understanding of the chemistry in each creek and stream and reservoir within the nation.
And if I may, I recall years ago that we really, when we were starting out, we really didn't do a lot with that data. We sent it to the EPA as the grant required it. But it sounds like to me now that this data that we're collecting, we're utilizing for our own purposes here within our nation. Is that an accurate statement?
That is an accurate statement. In defense of the grant itself, in the early stages with the people that came before me, this program, I think they started applying for this grant around 2002, roughly. And it takes time to develop those data sets, to develop a good definitive baseline. It takes time. So we're feeling comfortable with the sites that we've processed so far. That being said, there's 137 streams in Osage County. And that's a lot of sampling to do, and with the capacity of our staff and everything else, we can't sample them all at once. So we're developing baselines on the major watersheds to help accomplish what we're trying to do.
But we do have the ability to choose where we are collecting those
yes.
data samples.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. I don't have any more questions about this committee. Okay. Clerk, would you let the record reflect that the committee has reviewed section 25 EPA 106? Remind me to tell Brooklyn we moved on. Okay, now we are on section 51. I don't know if I have the right thing. What I have, it says real estate services. Is this correct? Have I? Nope. Nope, I don't. Okay, we have finished. I have it in the packet. I think it got in there by accident. So it's going to be for Friday's meeting, most likely. But hopefully, we're going to get back into the right vein here. So, yeah, now we are on ONCA 25103, continuing, and it's an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation in the amount of $11,007,052 in tribal and non-tribal funds, and we're going to continue on with section 5 of that, the EPA 106, and it should be behind the section 51 that made it into the packet. So it's there in your packet. So this is the federal dollars for EPA 106. Mr. Walker, is that correct?
Yes, this should be the federal dollars for EPA 106 as far as that particular portion. So these are the grant dollars directly from Region 6 in Dallas at the EPA that funnel through to us through that grant award that I talked about just previously with water sampling for non-point source pollution.
Thank you. You know, this is really, we've had a lot of IDC discussion here, but looking in this table of this budget, it's really clear the total expenses of that is $51,200, and the IDC on that is $11,000, guys. It's pretty alarming to me to look at that. So, sorry, I just had to make that little unsolicited comment there. Clerk, did you get that we had finished? Okay, thank you so much. Okay, so is there any questions about this budget, guys? Seeing none, let the record reflect that the committee has reviewed Section 5 of ONCA 25103. And we will move on now to ONCA 2594, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation in the amount of $13,244,615 in non-tribal self-governance revenue. And it's Section 5, titled Environmental Permitting, Compliance, and Enforcement. And I believe that what we're looking at is the total cost of the MIFA dollars requested in Amendment 10 to the MIFA agreement. So, am I correct in saying that, Mr. Walker?
I apologize. I was
okay. What I said secretary. Is, I believe that this total budget here is the MIFA dollars that's been requested to be passed in Amendment 10 to the MIFA agreement. Is that correct?
Yes, I believe so. I believe this is the numbers for the MIFA funds that would go through there, the federal share, I believe.
Okay. So I do have a question about that, because I believe that I saw some of these funds in realty. I believe that they got lease compliance. So I'm wondering how the whole 1.3 got here, and yet we're seeing it again there. But that's something we'll have to resolve, I guess, in real estate services. Is there any questions about this budget that we're looking at on Section 5 of the MIFA? Do you have anything you want to say about it? And you don't have to if you don't want to. I'm just giving everybody the opportunity to speak.
No, it's the numbers are what the numbers are. I think with the whole MIFA agreement and the different dynamics, I think there's going to be pros and cons either way on however you want to look at it. I support whatever the nation chooses as far as their direction. I think we can do whatever they ask us to. I feel very confident in our department and our abilities and our capabilities within where we are. So with that, if this is the direction the nation chooses to go, I fully believe that we can handle it and move forward. That's really all I have for it.
Thank you, Mr. Walker. That was very well said. Anybody else wish to speak for or against? Anybody else wish to speak to this budget? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, would you let the record reflect that the committee has reviewed Section 5 of ONCA 2594, and we believe that it's going to have an amendment needed when it gets to appropriations. Congresswoman Lemon, did you have something? We are at. Motion to adjourn in a second. We are at the end of our agenda. All in favor say yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. We're adjourned. Thank you.